It was 10:30 in the evening, and the only light in downtown Orville Falls came from the windows of the town's newspaper office. Inside, a young woman named Josephine was still hard at work at her desk. Every few seconds, her mouth stretched in a yawn. The lids of her eyes desperately wanted to shut, but Josephine refused to allow them. She was far too scared to sleep. For days, she'd assumed she was the only one. Now she knew that wasn't the case. An epidemic of nightmares was ravaging tiny Orville Falls. Townsfolk reported waking each morning with feelings of dread that they just couldn't shake. One of the newspaper's reporters had even written a story about it. The picture Josephine was sketching would accompany the article. It showed a pair of eyes lurking in the darkness. They were the same cold, heartless eyes that seemed to follow Josephine whenever she drifted off to sleep. She was adding more ink to the shadows when the chime of a familiar bell told her that the office door had opened. Josephine leaped to her feet, knocking over her coffee. She was sure she'd locked up, but even with her heart pounding loudly, she could hear footsteps crossing the floorboards. Josephine grabbed the sharpest thing on her desk, a letter opener, and went to investigate. Standing at the front counter was an odd little man.
"Good evening, miss," he said in an accent she couldn't identify. "I apologize if I startled you."
He didn't look sorry, she thought. He looked smug. His thin lips were set in a smile, revealing a set of unfortunate teeth. "The office is closed," Josephine told him sternly. "You'll have to come back tomorrow."
"Of course," the man said with a bow.
As he turned toward the door, Josephine saw that someone was standing in the darkness behind him. It was a little girl. Josephine thought of her own beloved niece, who wasn't much older, and immediately regretted her rudeness.
"Sir," Josephine called, "I'm sorry. Did you need some help?"
When he turned back around, Josephine saw that the unsettling smile on his face hadn't moved.
"I'd like to place an ad in your paper. I'm opening a new shop on Main Street this week."
Josephine forced some friendliness into her voice for the little girl's sake.
"Well, you found the right person. I'm the newspaper's cartoonist and advice columnist, not to mention its entire advertising department."
"How wonderful," the man said. "You certainly are the person I've been hoping to meet."
He pulled a sheet of paper from his pocket and slid it across the counter.
"This is what I'd like the advertisement to say.
Take Tranquility Tonic and say goodbye to your nightmares. Available at Tranquility Tonight, Main Street, Orville Falls."
"Well, it's clear enough," Josephine said, trying her best not to sound discouraging. "But perhaps I can help you think of something a bit catchier."
The man's smile somehow stretched even farther across his face.
"Oh, I assure you, it's quite catchy as it is."
The odd laugh that followed went on far longer than was comfortable. Then the man turned toward the girl, and his laughter stopped abruptly. After an awkward moment, Josephine broke the silence.
"So, does this tonic of yours really work?"
"Of course," the man replied. "Satisfaction is guaranteed."
"Then I might just give it a shot myself," Josephine said with a yawn.
The truth was, she would have tried anything to get rid of her nightmares.
"Well, since you've been so kind..."
The man reached into his coat and pulled out a tiny sapphire blue bottle.
"Why don't you have some on the house?"